אוקיי, בואי סי, פייג' נון זין עמוד א'. הרואה שמן זית בחלום. Ninth line from the top of the wide lines. Third word, הרואה שמן זית בחלום. A man that saw olive oil in his dream. יצפה למאור תורה. He should expect the light of the Torah to come. שנאמר, that it been said, ויקחו אליך, they gonna take to you, שמן זית זך, כתית למאור, they gonna bring to you pure olive oil to illuminate. And it was talking about the menorah of the Mishkan that's illuminating in the light of the Torah Kedoshah. It reflects the light, the aura of the Torah Kedoshah. הרואה תמרים בחלום, a man that saw dates in his dream. It's a sign. תמו עוונותיו, no more sins anymore. Means that he made a complete תשובה. שנאמר, that it been said, תם עוונך בת ציון, your sin been over the daughter of Zion. It means that really we should believe in those important words. It can be Rav Avram, it can be that a man gonna do a complete tshuva. If there is a verse on that, we should believe in that verse. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, הרואה עז בחלום, a man that sees a goat in his dream, שנה מתברכת לו, the year gonna be blessed for him. What?
A goat.
Goat. Izim, if he saw plenty of goats, שנים מתברכות לו, the year is gonna be blessed for him. שנאמר, many years, שנאמר, ודי חלב עיזים ללחמך. ודי means you should be enjoy from, it's enough for you to have milk of your goats to your bread. Means that it's enough milk that you're gonna have from your goats that's gonna feed you. Means that it's talking about shefa, plenty, wealth that can in that connection of goat or goats.
It could be fat,
no? What?
The fat of the izim.
Chalev.
Spread like a butter.
No, chalev, it's not allowed to.
Okay, with the
chalev? But it's written here also chalev. It's not written chalev. It's milk. הרואה הדס בחלום, a man that see myrtle in his dream, נכסיו מצליחים לו, his businesses, his נכסיו, it's properties, his properties gonna succeed for him, like the leaves of the myrtle are sitting strong on that branch and holding strong. Also your business, your properties gonna be strong and attached to you. ואם אין לו נכסים, but if he doesn't have properties, ירושה נופלת לו ממקום אחר. Inherit gonna fall in his hands from a different place. אמר אולה, אולה said, ואמרה לה במתנית התנה. And there is another opinion to say that it's written in a braita, and those words that now you're gonna see are not the words of Ula, just they're coming from a braita. Vehu, that all of what that we said just now about the myrtles, it's only when dechaza bechanayhu, when he saw them attached to the siach, to the bush. If they're in there, if those stalks, if the branches are attached, so then he's gonna succeed. But if they're uprooted, so it's not a sign for success.
Hadassah.
He needs to go to Hadassah to check what's going on. Haro'e etrog b'chalom, a man that saw etrog in his dream. No, you English speakers invented the word for etrog, or that you're just calling it etrog? There is a horrible word for etrog.
There is a word, I forget it. Can you read it as a sailor?
Etrog.
Etrog.
Citron?
Yes. There is a word.
Citron is a
word. Wait a minute. It should be in here. One. Let me look at the sailor here.
Citron.
Does the etrog have a special trend?
The citron is the fruit, right?
Of the etrog tree?
Right, the etrog.
Citron!
I mean, they grow citrus fruit.
Right.
So it's called a citron.
Yeah.
The etrog is called a citron?
Right.
Okay. You see? And Bet Midrash Belo Chidush. You cannot come to Yeshiva and not to learn something new. Citron. So, a man that saw citrons. You see?
Yeah, that's what it says in
very
here.
Good.
Esrog.
Bachalom, in his dream. Hadurhu lifnei kono. He is praiseworthy in front of his master. Sheneemar, that it been said. Peri etz hadar. Kapot temarim, and the rest of the verse. The pri etz hadar, the citrons called pri etz hadar, means glory and importance and beauty, and all of those wonderful words. Haroe lulav b'chalom, a man that saw lulav in his dream. For that, for sure, there is no English word for lulav.
Maybe?
No chance.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Palm branch. Okay, this is every branch. Kapot marim. This is kapot marim. I'm talking about the lulav, the main one, the center branch. All right. So a man that saw lulav in his dream. En lo ela lev echad le'aviv shebashamayim. He doesn't have no turnings. He doesn't turn to no other place except he's got only one heart to Father in heaven. Haro'e avaz b'chalom, a man that saw a goose in his dream, yetzape lechochma, he should expect wisdom. Sheneemar, that it been said, Chochmot b'chutz tarona. The wisdoms are going outside and singing. They're warning, they're calling outside. And this is the way of the goose that is running in the street and screaming, ah, 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 all of the time, calling and warning. There are people that use goose instead of dogs to guard their sheep, goats. Yes, because they're screaming immediately that they hear something. They're like an alarm.
They're extremely loud, extremely messy, loud. And their bite is really nasty.
Oh, you see?
How do you know you had them?
Cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers.
My brother's geese.
You know what's cheese and crackers?
I don't know
nothing. Two kinds of food.
I know nothing.
Well, secrets of Jerusalem cats. Jerusalem cats. Horror show. So, Vehaba Aleha Have Rosh Yeshiva. If a man in his dream, he was dating a female goose, he's gonna be a chief rabbi. We're talking about clean, pure dreams, not filthy dreams. because it's a symbol for wisdom. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, Ani re'itiha, I saw the goose in the dream. Uvati aleha, and I was with it in that dream. Vesalkit legdula, and I become to be a chief rabbi, a Rosh Yeshiva. He shared and proved that Shita. He said that really it is a sign because he had that pure dream. We need to understand that all of that issue of mating, it's something very, very spiritual. Because that it's such a high thing, mating, zivugim, Yetzer Hara jumped on it and made a mess out of it and filled our thoughts and bodies to chase after nonsense and to forget the purpose of all of that holy uniting or holy mating. So for people that don't have those lusts and desires, they see only the attachment, only the holy hitkashrut, connection between the spiritual aspects of it. And then they're mating and produce, bring new fruits and develop good developments to the world. Haro'e tarnegol b'chalom, a man that saw a rooster in his dream, yetzape leben zachar, he should expect a baby boy. Tarnegolim, why? Because the rooster calls gaver, it's a man. Tarnegolim, if he saw roosters in his dream, yetzape lebanim zacharim, he gonna have a lot of baby boys. Tarnegolet, if he saw a chicken, yetzape letarbitza na'a vegila, he gonna have a garden that's gonna be nice and with and blooming and with a lot of shefa.
Why doesn't it mean girls?
Why isn't it mean girls? Because tarnegolet is not recon for tarbitza na'a vegila. Tar, it's from tarnegolet. Na'a, it's negolet. Vegila is golet. So tarnegolet, it's not recon. Haro'e beitzim b'chalom, a man that saw eggs in his dream, teluya bakashato, so his request is still hanging, still in a doubt, like an egg, that when you see the egg, you don't really know what there's in it, and you still have a doubt, if it's going to be good, if it's not good, you have to check the egg before you're eating it, if maybe there is blood, maybe there is a chick, something inside of it, you don't know when you're breaking it, right? Nishtabru, but if he saw that the egg's broken in his dream, naset bakashato, his request has been answered.
There are ways to see what's in the egg.
What?
There are ways that you could check the egg before you open it.
Very good.
You know this?
No.
There's a way they do it with a candle, I think. I like the light and you can see what's in there. Yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah, you know, they do this before, when Tanura, I think, does it to make sure they don't sell eggs with blood in it.
Very good.
I think so. I'm not sure. Right or nothing. So, great thing.
V'chen egozim, and also nuts. V'chen kishuim. And also squash. V'chen kol kele zechuchit, all
glass
utensils. Wow. V'chen kol hanishbarim ka'elu, and also all of the things that can break like those that we counted. Like the egg. If they're complete, so your request is still waiting. Hold on, they're saying to you, keep on waiting. And if you saw them breaking, so
like a light bulb,
like a light bulb, a fluorescent, whatever,
like a box,
No. This thing is not breakable. Not with the hammer. Other dreams. Hanichnas likrach, a man that entered in his dream to a city. Nasu lo chafatzav. His things that he needs to be done been made already. Shenemar, it has been said. Vayanchem el mechoz chefzam. That Hashem guide them to the place that they wanted to come into. So if he saw that he came to the city, means that he gonna achieve what that he wished. Hamgaleach rosho b'chalom, a man that shaved his head in the dream, siman yafe lo, it's a good sign for him. Because it's like, this is how people usually do, they make a haircut before of going somewhere, look more honorable. So it means that you're going to stand in that situation of receiving honor. Rosho uzkano, but, and if he fixed all of his head, haircut, and also fixing his beard, doesn't mean to cut and shave his beard, chas v'shalom, means just to fix his beard,
trim
his beard.
Trimmer brush.
Lo ulchol mishpachto. So the success, the greatness gonna come to him and to all of his family. Hayoshev ba'areva, if he sees himself in the dream, sits in a river boat, small boat, ba'areva ktana. Shem tov yotzelo, a good name gonna come out for him. Ba'areva gdola, in a large boat, lo ulechol mishpachto, to him and to all of his family. V'hanemile, but those words are only when the midalia daluye, when the boat is above, floating high, above the waves. But if it's almost drowning, it's not a good sign. Hanifne b'chalom, a man that goes to do his needs. Number one, number two, siman yafelo, it's a good sign for him. Shenemar, that it been said, mihar tso'e lehipateach, from a tso'e mountain. Tso'e means filth, waste, from a waste mountain, lehipateach, to be open, mean that it's a good sign, something gonna open, something good gonna be for that man.
I don't understand.
What?
Everybody every day does this more than one time. So everybody's going to have this simanim.
In their dreams. We're talking about a dream. We're talking about if he saw himself going to the bathroom while he's asleep.
You're
right. Vehane mile, but those words are only de lo kineach, if he haven't cleaned himself. But if he saw himself cleaning himself, it's not a good sign. Why it's not a good sign? Because he filthed his hands. When you're cleaning yourself, you're filthing your hands.
You mean to wipe yourself?
Wipe yourself, yes. He haven't wiped himself. If he saw that he's wiping himself, so it's not a good sign because he's filthing his hands while he's doing that. Ha'ole lagag b'chalom, a man that climbs to the roof while he's dreaming, not really, just he's dreaming on it. We're not talking about those people that are walking when they're asleep. A man that dreamt that he's climbing to the roof, ole ligdula, he's climbing to greatness. Yarad went down from the roof, yored migdulato, he comes down from his greatness. Abaye v'Rava, de'amre tarvayu, Abaye and Rava, both of them said, Kevan she'ala, ala, because that he climbed, means he cannot go down. They disagree that to come down from the roof, it's a bad sign. It's not a bad sign. It's something else, but it's not a bad sign. Another dreams. Hakorea begadav b'chalom, a man that tears his clothes while in his dream. Koreim lo gzar dino, in heaven they're gonna tear verdicts against him. Ha'omed arum b'chalono, a man that stands naked in his dream. Bebavel, if he is in Bavel, omed belochet, he is standing with no sins, because a lot of sins depends in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you don't have the same number of obligations that you have in Eretz Yisrael. So if you saw yourself naked in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, it means that you're standing with no sin. Be'eretz Yisrael, but if you saw yourself standing naked in Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of Kikar Tzion, and everyone are looking at you, Arum belo mitzvot, so you're naked with no mitzvahs. Hanitpas lesardiot, the one that been captured and been handed to a police officer, a guard that watch you, that you will not gonna run away. Shmira naaset lo, they gonna watch over you from heaven. It's a good sign. Netanuhu bekolar, but if they put a leash, a ring on your neck, on your throat, hosifu lo shmira al shmirato, so you should know that it's not a regular guard that they're keeping you alive, it's something extra. Mamash, angels are watching over you. You should understand, all of those examples that they're bringing are hard. And we see that they're interpreting those in a positive way, exactly to carve in our hearts and brains that this is how we should interpret dreams in a positive way. And to take other dreams and to interpret them in the same way also, like that they're saying now, to look for something with hope and to say those interpretations. Ve'ane mile bekolar, but it's only when he been pulled in his throat with a ring. Aval chavla be'alma lo, but if it's a regular rope that he was tied in, a rope in his neck, so it's not a good sign. Hanichnas la'agam b'chalom, a man that enters to the lake in his dream. Naaseh rosh yeshiva, he becomes to be a chief rabbi. Le'yar, in the forest. Naaseh rosh livne kala, he becomes to be the head of a certain gathering, means a Rosh Yeshiva. It's a lower level than a Rosh Kala, Livne Kala. When they said to a river, to a lake, they meant that lake have reeds, Knesuf, and they're very short, according to trees of the forest. So if you enter to the lake when there are reeds over there surrounding you, so those are your students. You're the tallest one of them all, and you are going to be the chief rabbi. But when you went into the forest, means that you went into place between the high trees, oaks and cedar trees, all of the Talmidei Chachamim that gather themselves to find solutions to important issues. What to do? It's something that mamash, you become to be the head of that group that's going to discuss, and something very important, exactly.
One thing I noticed is that they're only talking about good dreams. Nothing here yet is bad.
We're saying they're interpreting the dream in a positive way. You can be
happy to hear that. Gemara is not talking anything, only good things.
Baruch Hashem. Rav Papa and Rav Huna bered Rav Yehoshua. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua, chazu chelma. Both of them, they had a dream. Rav Papa, the Ay Le'agma, he saw Rav Papa that he went into the lake. Nasa Rosh Yeshiva, really he became to be a chief rabbi. Rav Huna b'red Rav Yehoshua, the Ay Leyar, that he entered to the forest in the dream, Nasa Rosh Livnei Kala, he really became to be the head of those group of Talmidei Chachamim that they were consulting on important issues.
What's better, Rosh Yeshiva or...
What's your Rebbe, Avram? What do you want to be, Rosh Yeshiva or Rosh Kala?
We always told to go into the Yar, not into the Yagam.
Very good, because we don't have so many lakes here in Eretz Yisrael for now.
So the Yagam is higher level.
Chief Rabbi is sitting with students that you don't know really what's the level of those students. Can be even a Me'aratzot that came to learn the shiurim. But a person that is between those large trees or between Talmidei Chachamim, for sure something attached to the purpose, something good, for sure going to come out of it. Ika de Avre, there is another opinion to say. Tarvayu le'agma aile, that both of them, Rav Papa and also Rav Huna b'red Rav Yehoshua, both of them entered to the lake. Ela Rav Papa detali tabla, but Rav Papa that he had pamon bell hanged on his neck, nasa rosh yeshiva, he becomes to be a chief rabbi. Rav Huna b'red Rav Yehoshua delo tali tavla, that he didn't have a bell hanged on his neck, nasa rosh livnei kala, he becomes to be the chief of those bnei kala. Why the bell is signing that different? Because the chief rabbi have to shout out loud, voice high, do you hear me? There is a huge yeshiva, students that are far from him, it's a big place, big job. But the one that gathered with the Chachamim, they're all sitting surrounding a round table and talking and eating crackers into the night. So he doesn't need to ring the bell that everyone's gonna hear him. He can talk quietly, benacha. Amar Rav Ashi said, Ana Ailit Le Agma, I went up to the lake, Utla et Tavla, and I had a bell hang on my neck, Benabchi Banavuchi, and I was shaking it, making a lot of noise. Actually, Rav Ashi became to be a chief rabbi in the place that named Mata Machsia. Mata Machsia was the place that Rav Ashi was a chief rabbi over. Rav Ashi and Ravina, they are the ones that organized, wrote the Holy Gemara, fixed it in that order of the Masechta that we have today. So he was a huge chief rabbi and he had that dream. Wonderful. Let's read Rashi. Holy Rashi. Wonderful. Where were we in Rashi? תלויה בקשתו, תרביצה, הבראש ישיבה וקנאי, נכסיו מצליחים. נכסיו מצליחים. His properties gonna succeed. כהדס זה, like that myrtle, שעליו משולשים, that his leaves are triangle, זה על זה כמין קליעה. One on top of the other, like...
Weaving.
Bekanaihu al kanam bimkomam bimkhubar. When the leaves, it's only when the leaves are attached to the branch and they're all set in their place. Haverosh yeshiva, he becomes to be a chief rabbi. Shemachriz umtzave larabim, that is declaring and commanding the public. Ani re'iti habechule, I saw it, that goose. ועל כן נעשיתי ראש ישיבה במטה מחסיה. And this is why I become to be a chief rabbi in Mata Machsiah. Tarbitza, Gina, a garden. Inami, Beit HaMidrash. Also you can say that Tarbitza, it's Beit HaMidrash. Tarbitza, Na'a ve'gila, Notrikon shel Tarnegol. Those words contain the letters of the word rooster, Tarnegol. Tluya bakashato, his request is hanged and waiting, besafek, in a doubt, kabetzim halalu, like those eggs, sha'ochel satum bam, that the food is blocked, covered in them, you cannot tell, nishtabru, been broken, nitgala ha'ochel, the food been revealed, v'yanichem el mechoz, he brought them to the place, haynukrach, means the city, the place that he wanted, Chefzam, simanu liot chafatzav naasim. It's a sign that his things gonna be made for them, for him. Hamgaleach, shaving his head, siman gedula v'tiferet, sign for glory and beauty. He lo, it's for him. Kemo v'igalach v'yachlef v'gomer, like what it's written on Yosef. Ba'areva bisfina, a boat. The madle she'olechet begova shel yam, that going in the heights of the sea means not drowning. Hanifne, how is it nifne?
To go to the bathroom, to relieve yourself.
Relieve yourself, exactly. Simanhu, it's a sign for him she'sirchono ugnuto, that his stink and his shame nifrash v'yotze me'alav, separated and going away from him. Behu delo kineach, but it's only when he haven't wiped himself, shelo him is yadav, that he haven't filled his own hands. Bebavel omed belochet, if he's in Bavel with no clothes, he's standing with no sin. Lefi shechul, because outside of Eretz Israel en la zechuyot, there is no merits over there. Ela avon yesh bishivata, just there is only sin sitting over there. There is no merits. You see, holy Rashi, boy, say, I'm going to make a mess today in the shiur with that line. Lefi shechutz la'aretz, that outside of Eretz Israel, en la zechuyot, there are no merits over there. Ela just avon yesh bishivata, there is a sin sitting over there. Veze omed arum, and that man is standing naked, belo otam avonot, without those sins. Wow. What I'm going to do to you today.
That's good, at least standing.
Yes, it's a good sign.
It's hard though.
It's hard to stand naked in the middle of Brooklyn. They're going to arrest you.
Yeah.
For sure. A few minutes. Haredi naked. We saw a religious naked man walking in President Street. Oh, coming, arresting you, this is it. Thrown 7 years in prison. Baruch Hashem that they don't have Alcatraz prison anymore.
It's a state park.
I was there. It's very nice.
Before
what?
Before it became a park.
Before it became a park? No, I'm too young. Too young to have those two options.
To be honored,
to be thrown to Alcatraz dungeon. Nice over there. Very nice park. Yes. Beretz Israel, in Eretz Israel, she'harbe mitzvot luyot ba, that a lot of merits mitzvot depends in it. וזה עומד ערום, and that one that stands naked, סימן שהוא ערום ממצוותיה. It's a sign that he's naked from the mitzvot. הנתפס לסרדיות, in hand to a guard, שומרין אותו, they're watching over him, שלא יברח, that he will not gonna escape. אלמה סימן שמירה, so it's a sign of watching over him. ששומרים אותו מדי הזק, that they're watching over him, that he won't be damaged. Agam, a lake, sheyesh bo kanim, that there are reeds over there. Gdolim uktanim, large and small, usmuchim ze laze, and they're close to each other. Siman l'rosh yeshiva, it's a sign to be a chief rabbi, shehagdolim v'aktanim, that the large and the small ones, gathering together, mitkabtzim yachad, kibbutz gadol, to a huge class, uva'im lishmoa drasha mipiv, and they're all coming to hear words of Torah from his mouth. Ya'ar, it's a forest. Ilanot gdolim, large trees. Ve'inan smuchim ze lazeh, they're not so close to each other. Afze, also that is a sign. Siman le'rosh, to be ahead. Le'talmidei harav, to the students of the rabbi. Ve'hu rosh livnei kala, and he is ahead to the sons of kala. What it means kala? Shemfaresh la'talmidim, that he is explaining to the students. Shemu'atam achar she'amad harav, what that harav was telling after that harav was standing over there. Behem mechazrin al shemu'atam, and they're talking and chanting about it after. Ve'yesh talmidim, and there are students shelo yavinu bedivrei harav, that they're not able to understand the words of harav. Kechol hatzorech ve'ze mevina lahem, enough, and he is explaining them. Shalom, Rav Natan.
Shalom.
שמחים לראות אותך. ברוך הבא.
זה זה שבא עם המקל, הוא פה, לומד פה.
זה המקום שלו פה.
כן. פשוט עתיק שלו, בגילה שהפרעתי לו.
ברוך יהיה. טלי, טבלה, hang the bell. נראה לו שהיה זוג וענבל תלוי בצווארו. It looked to him that he had a bell and the ball inside of it. How you call that? Zug, it's the outside of the palmon. In bal, it's the one that moves.
Clapper is the inside.
Happy camper. Happy clapper.
Wonderful. Clapper on the outside.
Clap your
hands.
Clap your hands.
Oh. I'm sorry.
You want us to play music for you? You want a friend on the phone? You want to have 30 seconds left? 25 seconds left?
I don't remember.
You don't pray. 20 seconds left. You haven't prayed.
Pray, you get to get those 20 seconds.
15 seconds left.
I'm running blank.
9. 8, 7,
homework.
6.
Yeah, homework.
Homework! We have a winner. Wonderful. Umachmiakol, and it was making a sound. Ringing. Ve'usiman le'rosh yeshiva, and it's a sign for a chief rabbi. Shemashmiakol arabim, that sounds a voice to the public. Ve'navchi ba'nebuche, kishkashti ba'bekol. I was making strong sounds with my dinger bell. Avonotav mechulin lo, his sins been erased, been forgiven. The fish avonot, because the distance kruin adumim. Oh, we didn't read that part yet. Thank you, sweet one.
In Baal is the inside.
What?
In Baal is the inside.
Exactly.
You know why?